Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
And 0TR, still mobile, over here in front of Bob Jones University.
And all. Well, I'm just getting ready to make the turn to go down the road that leads to my road to go home. And then I'm going to start fixing me some good lunch. You know, take those leftovers and do something different with them. Oh, beat me up a bag of chips because I got some dip at home and I run out of chips. And also got me a soda and got me some postage stamps, which was the other thing I needed.
Reminded Bernice of something to get at Aldi's. We're going to stop at Aldi's and go over to Publix and get our chicken. You're making me hungry, Rusty.
My bowl of oatmeal is starting to give out, even though it's only been about 5 hours since I ate. But, you know, the bowl of oatmeal, it doesn't ever last very long. I probably didn't have as big a breakfast as you are. I'm just making you hungry. And also, anyway, boy, they're building subdivisions over here by me right and left. This road I'm on right now, they've got a whole new apartment complex they've built. They've got two housing developments they're building over here. And, you know, this one says from the mid-200,000s. So, you know, that one's definitely out of my bailiwick. And the other one before it says something from the high, from the low 120. So that one's still out of my bailiwick. Oh, well. I guess I'll just have to continue to stay where I am, you know?
That makes two of us, but we don't want to move. Yeah, we made the front page of the paper, actually, yesterday. They had that, they had a gentleman that owns a lot of acreage up here. Oh, his family's had it since, like, the early 1880s. And he was talking about coming up 101 and passing four or five cars. And he said the other day when he went to town, down by that O'Neill addition, by the, he says it was backed up for a mile. And that's pretty standard every day. And it's just sad. And there's two more additions going in up north of that. And I know they've built over 400 houses back in there already. And they've not done anything with the roads first. They need four lanes up there. And they ain't about to do that. They won't even put in a stoplight there. They put in three-way stops or four-way stops.
This road I'm on, even though it has been repaved in the last couple of years, it's still only a two-lane road. And it goes on out and goes around and ends up overheating on Highway 290 over here, where there's a big industrial park building up. And so there are a lot of trucks that come back through here. And we've got a subdivision, another housing development over there near that industrial area that's building up. And the houses over there are from the 180s and up, it says. And, you know, and they're building those things like building blocks. They're, you know, they're building them so fast, I'm not sure I'd want to live in them. Considering how quick they're putting them up. So, I don't know. And on another road over here on the other side of me that goes down on the back, what would be the back side of me if I could get to it, is a another housing development being developed. So, oh, I wonder where all these people are that need these houses and have all this money to buy houses, Tom. W2T Mobile.
At an all-time low right now. But, God, I couldn't make a payment on something like that. These started about $250,000 up there by us. And it's just amazing. A half-acre lot, and you spend that much. Then some old boy built a house, four-bedroom, up on the hill from us. And it's really nice. And got a swimming pool. And it went for $937,000 the other day, and I think he got talked down about $30,000, and it at best wasn't worth over $350,000 or $400,000, and they snapped it up within a week.
This subdivision, it's over on my church road, and they're putting these what I call McMansions in there. House number 5 is finally being built in there. This will be the fifth one that's going up. And these things are huge houses. They've got to cost, they've got to cost $500,000 or $600,000 if they're a penny. So, oh well, maybe I'll win the lottery this week, and then I can find me a place out in the country and buy me about 10 acres of land and put me a house in the middle of it, and put up lots of antennas and towers and things. All right, well, I'm pulling back into the yard, Tom. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. Wings later, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. That's why they call that a pipe dream. See you later. N0TR.
EAR, Texas.